It's been a busy couple of days for you, I know, and it must have been quite distressing the last couple of days ever since you've had this news about your allotment.
They gave me 3 weeks initially to clear the allotment.
And when you got that news, how did you feel?
Oh, totally gutted. I had the allotment for 6 or 7 years after I retired, and it was a lifeline, mainly for the wife, really. But kept me mind and body pretty fit. The social activities up there, it was like being back at work, if you like, because I was a bit of a workaholic.
I was going to say, it's just not an allotment. It's just not, shall we say, where you grow potatoes.
No, I mean,
it's more than that, isn't it?
Obviously, the fruit and veg that you do grow are lovely, but you give three parts of it away, and the amount of money that you put into it, you know, you don't get that back. It's just the pleasure of being there on a nice day, doing a bit of physical exercise, and the social network that you've got there.
Now, it's been reported that the council have taken this decision because they deem you a health and safety risk. I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, I'd like to know who is the health and safety assessor on the council. Of course, I don't believe there's anybody qualified in that respect. And as regards my medical condition, how are they, again, medically qualified to say what will happen after, you know, a hip operation?
In your opinion, you know, how fit do you feel?
Well, to be quite honest, the hip that they're talking about, if it's going to pop out again, it'll be popping out in the waste bin in the city hospital, because it was taken out 18 months ago. And if the council had the decency to come and have a word with me before they made the decision, I could have told them this.
Is that perhaps the crux of the problem, the fact that the council have just taken this decision?
That's right.
Without, you know, actually speaking to you?
That's right. I mean, they've made this decision without even seeing me or, you know, interviewing me. And I think this is what really made me angry, that the fact that they could do this without even discussing it with the person involved.
And what's your message to Eastwood Town Council at the moment?
Well, Eastwood Town Council, most local councils, the people vote for the person, not for the political party. And Eastwood Town Council seems to do nothing as regards helping the people of Eastwood. They're more concerned in party political point scoring. I mean, if you've ever attended one of their meetings, it's like a bunch of school kids falling out.